This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state has officially and symbolically rescinded orders from the 1800s that encouraged violence against indigenous people in Colorado. The orders had helped lead to the Sand Creek Massacre, where hundreds of people were murdered in 1864. CPR's Paulo Chalcedo watched Governor Polis sign the new orders today at the Capitol.
Tribal leaders in attendance praised it. They said it was the end of a very momentous year for Native American rights in the Colorado legislature. Earlier this year, bills were signed that banned offensive Native American mascots at schools and offered in-state tuition for all Native Americans who have affiliations with tribes that originate from this state. I'm Paulo Chalcedo, CPR News.
School starts in Jefferson County today with an expanded mandate for masks across the school district. Meanwhile, the health department covering Douglas, Arapaho, and Adams counties plans to make a decision about masks in schools later today. That's after 2,000 parents signed up to comment at a board meeting yesterday. Parents supporting a mask mandate argued that it would keep kids in schools by lowering the transmission of COVID-19. Here's parent Sarah Clymer.
This is not every man, woman, or child for themselves. Let's have a mask mandate to protect each other, at least until there's a vaccine for kids.
Others worried that masks may harm some children's mental health and social development. Robin Webb said masks contributed to her two daughters' decline.
She said they made her feel dehumanized and isolated. My youngest is severely speech delayed and also has sensory issues, so she can't wear a mask all day. She also needs to see people's faces to comprehend what they are saying.
The board is considering requiring masks amid a rise of pediatric COVID-19 infections nationwide. This is CPR and KRCC.